Tudor rebellions have fascinated historians for a long time. And one of the reasons for that is also the bane of the lives of those who study them, because rebellions are extraordinarily complex. They're complex because different grievances very readily got mixed up with each other. It's often hard to separate out exactly what a rebellion was about, because it was about lots of different things at the same time. That's also the case because rebellions were great crowds of people, and some people might have been rebelling about one thing when other people alongside them were rebelling about something else. And the third difficulty is that the evidence of what people were rebelling about is often very difficult to use. Some of it consists of the demands that groups of rebels produced, but then can we really be sure that those represented what everybody wanted, or just what the people with the loudest voices or the best access to writing wanted, or what they thought the government wanted to hear? And some of the other evidence consists of the investigations that were carried out by government after the revolt, when of course most people were trying to explain away how they got involved, and certainly being careful about what they claimed they were trying to achieve. So it's difficult to work out even the causes of rebellions, but let's have a try.